Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Desiro Stories Podcast with me, Pawan. In this episode, we will be talking about one subject which is actually kind of closely connected with our lives. We are talking about commuting, mobility. And who knows better than us? In the last few months, we've seen the turbulence of fuel prices and we started questioning what will be the next. Yes, an answer is not just from me, but from the trends, the innovation, the government, the policymakers, is that the electric mobility is going to be the future. Well, I need to tell you that as per the International Energy Agency, that about 30% of the new vehicle sales in India will be electric by 2030. It means to say majority of EV penetration in India, majorly led by two-wheelers and three-wheelers, they will be cumulative sales share of around 50%. If I'm looking at all this, it is not just trend. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Like, you see a very recent update by Karnataka government to encourage e-wheelers, e-bikes, even from the delivery. No, that's actually started. Like, even the local government started. Keeping all this in mind, the journey towards e-mobility is not just forced diversion or a forced transformation just because of the increase in the prices. It's about the collective consciousness of the generations put together. There is a big change that's happening. At the same time, the e-mobility has become more and more user-friendly. So, with all this in mind, I was a cyclist. I kind of focused, researched on a lot of e-mobility quite a long time. Thanks to my friend, I kind of connected with this very unique company based out of our own Hyderabad, and the company is called E-Wheelers. It's a leading EV retailing mobility solutions company. So I got a chance to connect with the founder, Mr. Ram Kumar Medishetty. Here is a quick brief about the firm E-Wheelers. It was founded by a trio, Vasudev Reddy, Mr. Ram Kumar and Mr. Sushil. This was started in 2019 with a vision to offer connected mobility solutions to the people. So E-Wheelers, along with their other OEMs and other service partners, is working towards building an extensive network to provide the best possible solutions to support the electrical vehicle users in India. So this brand has already partnered with leading brands like Hilo, Hero Electric, GT Force, Avon Cycles, Lohia, Yug Bike, Delta Sakura, and many other emerging cycling brands, e-cycling brands, and e-bikes, etc. So they're trying to build a strong ecosystem with the brands. From this purchase, let's say, it is actually kind of supporting the customer right from the purchase, the maintenance, the charge, the recharge, basically the battery charge and everything. There's a very strong system in place so that the mobility goes on, you know, the cycle of mobility goes on without any hindrances, right? So very importantly, empowering the EV marketplace, you know, E-Wheelers along with other EV brands, they're trying to coexist healthily without causing, of course, any further impact to the environment. That's the much needed thing that's needed right now. So without further ado, let's connect with Ram and understand his beginnings and what were the drivers of them building conceptualizing this EV-less firm, and also understand as a whole in India, like what are the drivers that is actually kind of distant towards a whole new demand towards, you know, the e-mobility segment. At the same time, let's also understand the economics from an end user perspective. What does it cost to, what does it cost to own something and use an e-bike maybe? Let's understand that. So here we go, fourth round.
So we were the first company who launched like e-bikes for rent, electric bikes. Right. We have provided electric bikes for rent on a minute basis. And sure. We have used all advanced technology on 3G platform, like IoT enabled on, off, and tracking, and charging customer based on like pre-amount adding, wallets, introduced wallets, everything in 2015. Sure. So when we launched this product, we faced like few challenges. Okay. And we came up with e-wheelers concept, business concept. And my, when coming to my experience and educational qualifications, I have done my MBA from Hyderabad. It's like Shishuvan Institute of Management. And after that, immediately I started my entrepreneur journey. And then I got into like SCM, and I worked on like as a consultant in USA for different companies, automobile companies. Sure. We used to like streamline everything like warehousing, supply chain, and sales, everything, like all departments. I was like a consultant, worked as a consultant. So oh. I had a lot of knowledge, yes, on ERP packages, basically how we use our enterprise resource planning. So this gave me more exposure on business, and I thought like I can I can get into this. Knowledge will help me to establish company and take it forward. And while working in US, I got exposure to offline, online, and technologies integration and mobility, all these sectors. I worked with many industry leaders in these sectors.
Sure.
So based on that, I wanted to provide like flexible mobility solution to Indians, keeping their like road or like transport system in mind. Then we came up with concept of e-bikes for rent, which is like cheaper and which gives flexibility for customers to pick up vehicles from any place and drop at any place. Sure. This is the first model we introduced, and we were the first company at the time to do this thing. So then later, as I said, like we get a lot of issues or challenges when getting into field. With that experience, we came up with e-wheelers platform. So e-wheelers evolution started by talking to more manufacturers. Before starting this e-wheelers, we discussed with customers, and we had like did some survey, and we approached manufacturers also. We had one-to-one meetings with them. We tried to identify what exactly like stopping adoption of electric vehicles. Uh-huh. So we thought like it is not only electric bike or charging station or battery. It has to be like a integrated platform where customer can get like can easily buy electric vehicle, and he can whenever he needs like charging or battery swapping, it should be on spot, should be delivered to customer. Yeah. So keeping this in mind, we thought like there should be some one platform which gives confidence to customer and which will make adoption faster. Yeah. Yeah. Then we introduced a lot of technologies, and we came up with multiple iterations and prototypes we did. And finally, e-wheelers platform evolved.
So yeah, I follow you right now. So I understood that you kind of worked on automobile and also try to understand the integration part of it, the integration of when it comes to the mobility and talking about IoT. You try to make sure that the technology is actually kind of integrated the on ground. And I mean, that's a good experience that you actually garnered and build off this, right? However, if I see right now, okay, this electronic vehicles is actually, frankly, saying
electric, sorry to this one, electric. It's electric, not electronic. It's sorry. Electric vehicle. Yes.
Electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Well, it was meant to actually kind of, maybe it should be, it should have actually got an early traction maybe in the late 2010s, 2013s, if I say.
Yes.
However, it took a significant time for to get into this, that ecological mobility as a whole, as a conscious, this thing, it took a lot of time, right? What do you think are the disruptors and what do you think are the drivers that drive right now? Even now, I don't say it become like a strong disrupting driver. I have some cases I want to talk, but then what do you think is a journey? Like early adaptation might happen in 2012-13 in India, if I read some of the reports. 8 years it took. So what were the, like, the key drivers that actually brought right now at this moment or in the early?
Actually, evolution of electric mobility, that means electric vehicles, started laid back in 18th century only.
Right.
It was like first mobility started with, mechanic or like mission-based mobility started in 18th century only. But lack of battery improvement and also like temperatures and most of like technical things, it did not allow evolve much. And in 19th century, when Ford came into picture, they completely disrupted this one. So just the disruption between happened just because of fuel things, fuel adoption, like petrol bombs, and many companies are already into that segment industry, oil industry. And whereas when coming to batteries at the time, it was like handled by very few, and battery technology was very new and expensive. It was very expensive. And with that expensive and with that investment, and output was very less. But it started, journey started at that time only. And after that, this evolution of fuel-based, it's like a lot of improvements happened and many iterations happened in technology. But from 19th century, like when Ford started its journey till today, only improvements in standard vehicle type or engines happened, but nothing much. There is no like significant change in this one, in mobility. So if you see like in 19th century, it would be like Ford, which will like, it consumes 1 liter, 1 gallon for 10 kilometers or something like that. Now it, right. like more advanced technology came and it is giving like 25 kilometers per liter and more like BS6. These kind of things are reducing pollution, but it is like same basic standard or mobility concepts or components used in that, our mechanism is same, fuel based. So when coming to battery, actually a lot of innovation happened in like just from one decade. Before that also, Hero was into this picture since like more than two decades. And many Chetan Mayani, like who are like initiators who bought a Revo car, electric car in 1998, something like that. But they couldn't disturb this ecosystem because of battery challenge. And always this was challenge. And suddenly we see like a lot of tech innovators coming into picture from 2010 onwards, like many entrepreneurs are like good team, like technical team, basically. They started like showing more interest into this one, this electric mobility thing, electric vehicle. And they find out like this is a battery is the main component which is creating like which is stopping adoption of electric vehicles. Suddenly, there was a lot of interest went into it. And also, this is creating new kind of business opportunity for new entrants, because already automobile industry is occupied by more giants. And there was no scope for anyone to get into this industry. And this also one of the reasons for companies to looking for alternative mobility, like electric mobility. So this is scope they found, and they started working on it. They kept a lot of investment. And they encourage startups to come up with more battery innovation. Now, completely disruption is seeing just because when we started in 2015, our city bike, e-bike for rent, we had option of only going with lead acid batteries, which were like very poor in stability and also distance, performance, all these things. Still, we wanted to use those batteries in our business model, but we failed just because of batteries only. And after that, in 2015, there was like major change in battery technology, and everyone started looking for lithium-ion batteries. And lithium-ion batteries also like reduced at the time in 2015 or 2010. I would say like cost of lithium battery was per kilowatt. It was something like $200. But now it came because of technology and a lot of adoption and so many companies into picture and improvement in technologies. So this came, this manufacturing cost came down to almost $90. And we are hoping like in future, like in 3-4 years, it will come down to $30 to $40. So this major thing, which is like driving this electric mobility concept. So once we get this cost, like now also it is almost on par with fuel-based vehicles. Previously, it was very expensive and batteries were not up to mark. And now it is like batteries are there doing very good. And a lot of like because of innovation in technology and adoption, battery cost came down. This this is driving major change. Is like disruption is like companies looking for new scope in automobile industry. And one thing, innovation in battery technology and also drop in price cost. These three major things influencing this one. Because of these things from business side, they started influencing consumers for faster adoption of electric vehicles, like promoting their vehicles. And a lot of press coverage they are giving. They are spending money on advertisements, and which is creating awareness among customers to shift towards electric vehicles. Yeah.
I totally agree to what you said, that the one of the core adherents or the limitation for e-bikes was peak battery life. And beyond that, there has always been a problem with non-desirability. That's actually like a shift from the fuel-based commute to the electric-based commute. There's the shift of non-desirability. There's still the non-desirability is still there. And as a whole, there is a challenge with low performance also. And non-reliability. When I say non-reliability, I'm talking about a life cycle, basically. The post-service life cycle and everything. So low performance, non-reliability. So how do e-wheelers kind of address these two? How do your products kind of respond to these two challenges, actually?
Yes. Actually, e-wheelers is not into manufacturing of any vehicles or any batteries. So what we have done is like we came up with integrated technology platform. And when we are integrating all partners together, we are bringing all ecosystem on single platform. Like when customer buy electric vehicle, after that services are required. And we are giving options to customer to pick up your vehicle and also pick your batteries. We are giving choice to customer to pick up his own battery based on his requirements, requirements. And whole strength here lies with partnerships. E-wheelers is like platform of like different partners. So no one need to like, customer doesn't need to like look for manufacturer and then battery and then service like that. If he comes on e-wheelers.in, everything is provided to him. So it gives confidence to customer, like starting from exploring vehicles and experience with test drives. And after that, buying vehicle and all these things. But to do this one, we have created platform. We worked on this platform like since 2 years, and it is more evolving. This platform is, we are introducing more and more features. Now in next month, we are coming up with new UI design, which gives like customer more options to choose. So with our business model and with our technology platform, we are putting more pressure on our ecosystem also from supply side. On manufacturers, battery manufacturers, and service providers. We are we are training service providers. And it's like e-wheelers is taking complete responsibility for faster adoption by integrating all partners together on single platform. This enables faster confidence in, this creates confidence in customer. And we are creating largest network, service network. We are in Hyderabad, we got 2,000 plus mechanics registered with us. And we are providing training to them, and we are giving certificates to them. And this training, again, in collaboration with manufacturers, we are training them. So this is how we are. We are actually connecting dots and filling gaps between partners.
Super.
Yeah.
Right. So if I see the overall audience segment right now, they might be urban millennials, especially, and then the Gen Zs, right?
Right. Right.
So if I take these two personas, if I take Hyderabad market as a whole to start with, our origins lies with Hyderabad, if correct me if I'm wrong, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Right. Yeah.
So we're talking about these two segments. Now, what? How did you kind of penetrate kind of creating awareness to these two particular segments? Can you take me through?
Yes, sure. Let me start with like customer profiles. This awesome. Like Gen Zers, and I start talking about Alpha, Generation Alpha, which are like yes, right. So for these guys, we got like hoverboards, e-skateboards. This is like micro mobility things. Sure. So which is like, this is upcoming trend. Now people started using, like kids started using hoverboards and e-skateboards, and parents also encouraging them to get into multiple like this kind of skills. And also it is like joyful for them. And when, because of gated community systems and also short distance travel and the safety road penetration system, all these things are encouraging them to use. I mean, it is like environment is becoming more friendly for kids to use hoverboards or e-skateboards. So this is one thing we are focusing. So our journey of customer starts from here. So we are targeting Alpha, Generation Alpha, from who are like after 2010. And from there, like from hoverboards, again, we are connecting ourselves with these kids. And then next level of this is like e-bicycles. So when they get into like teen age, like who are into 2000 birth, like generation, Gen Z. Gen Zers, focusing on Gen Zers, we introduced e-bicycles, and e-bicycles, of course, hoverboards and these things also they use. It's like part of, it became part of everyone's life now. Even adults also like wanted to experience this hoverboard kind of thing. So we focusing on this one, focusing on teens who are below 18 years age, we came up with e-bicycles and e-scooters with no license and no registration. So we are clearly communicating with Gen Zers. This is how you can adopt. Like you can start before you are 18 years, which is like legal age time for them to get into driving license and these kind of things. But below 250 watts vehicle, and it's like only maximum speed is 25 kilometers, anyone can use that vehicle. So this gives them opportunity to experience or to learn to become perfect before going into like more advanced vehicles, licensed vehicles.
Sure.
Yeah, this is how we are helping them to learn more driving drivings, and also it gives them to explore more like features or driving skills. Basically, it's improvising them, and it gives them freedom to wherever they can travel, and also short distances like going to their colleges and picking something from their for their parents or something like that. So there is no dependency on the uncle's bikes or this thing. So this is how we are communicating with Gen Zers. And coming to millennials, so always millennials are using already, they are good with 150cc vehicles or Activa and Pleasure, this kind of vehicles. They are very comfortable with these things. But this becomes like second vehicle to them, electric bike, like going to supermarket, neighborhood store. May not be required Activa kind of vehicle, but this is like a second vehicle which can be used by whole family members, not only millennials who are like for work, they can use this one, and also for their like house purpose, or they can give it to their drivers to pick up like some groceries from nearest store, which will reduce like tracking of fuel expenses and all these things, which will give them more control on these things. So this is how we are doing this one. And coming to baby boomers also, we are influencing baby boomers to buy, to gift vehicles to their Gen Zers or Alpha, Generation Alpha. So we took pain points from women. We had like a couple of interviews with housewives or housemakers who are like, there is a lot of dependency on their husbands to reach like nearby places or to visit, to get like simple shopping, these things. But again, e-wheelers or e-bicycles, which are like below 25 kilometer speed, which is a great opportunity for them. They can own their own vehicle without driving license, because here they are willing to get driving license, but it's again dependency on their husbands or male here to get this driving license. They need their support to get it done. So all these things, and because of lack of men are busy with their jobs and all these things, they are affecting. So here below 150 cc, below 25 kilometer speed vehicle, they can use it. And once they get trained on this one, and also learning is also very easy process, because they are like slow speed vehicles, it is easy for them to learn, and there is no dependency on their husbands or kids or their sons to like travel short distance like journeys. Yeah, sure. So we consider this, and particularly we are here focusing on women who has no driving license, and who need like short distance coverages. Yeah, even this helps them to pick up like kids from their schools. Yeah, once this pandemic completes, like it's like most of the schools are like around their catchment area, that is like below 3 kilometers range only. So it is easy for them to go and pick their kids. Yeah, actually, we want to position ourselves as a retail tech, EV retail tech. So we want to be like retailing partners for our manufacturers, because without us, the future of retailing or distribution system is going to change, in especially in automobile industry. Now, whatever we are seeing like showrooms will not be more viable, or it will disappear in near future. Already big giants like Mercedes-Benz and many companies already started getting into like visual showrooms or virtual showrooms, where you will get only experience at their showrooms. And after that, you book online and vehicles are delivered to their like nearest location. This is the future of retailing. And here with our business model, we are bringing a lot of technology into to support our manufacturers. We are bringing 3D technologies, virtual reality technologies, AI, VR, all these technologies we are giving to our manufacturers to bring their like visualizing their products digitally to customers. So it will make them easy to reach customers. This is whole vision of e-wheelers, and e-wheelers will become like a global platform by 2025. Our vision is like to become global platform for electric vehicles, to launch their electric vehicles, to sell their electric vehicles, to provide service to their electric vehicles. Everything happens on e-wheelers. So we are bringing international brands to India, and we are sending Indian brands to other countries. This is how we are globalizing EV ecosystem completely through our offline business model. So we are opening in Delhi. We are planning to open like 75 experience studios in Delhi, starting from actually it was like 20th was our launch date, but now because of floods in China, which affected supply of batteries, so OEMs are waiting for their supplies. So hopefully by last week of August, we are opening a couple of stores, and starting from that, we are expanding immediately. This is like pilot project for us in Delhi. So immediately we have plans. By October, we are expanding to 5 more states like Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, and Delhi. We'll have presence in 4 states by October. And next October, next festival season, that is by next September, we are planning Pan-India expansion. We are planning to have like 1 million service providers. That is more than 10 lakh service providers on our platform. So for it is like a bike wash service provider, or tire puncher service provider, or battery service provider. Everyone we are integrating. We are creating huge data pool, which will support customer to like gain confidence and bike electric vehicle comfortably. So we want to lead this retailing space. We don't want to get into manufacturing, or we don't want to get into supply thing, but we want to lead this with our technology and also retailing model. Yeah.
Okay, this is very, very much from an end buyer perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I buy, let's say from your this thing, so I buy Go Zero Mobility One.
Okay.
Right? Which is worth 35,000 rupees at a retail price, right? Mm-hmm. So what will be my cost of ownership for 1 year, maintenance and ownership, next 1 year? I'll tell you my stats. I might use it on an average of 40 to 40 kilometers, 50 kilometers on a day average for 6 days in a week.
Okay.
So what will be my cost of ownership for this?
Okay, 6 days a week means that is like you are traveling more than 1,000 kilometers per month on an app. Yeah. So here I see like, see, if you charge for like one unit for one single cycle, it takes like one unit cost. One unit cost at domestic level is almost like 2 rupees, 3 rupees. If you go for commercial also, it costs you 10 rupees for this one. So on charging of 10, you will get more than 80 kilometers range. And now we have a very good vehicles. So you are taking one model. So for that particular model, they are claiming that they range for one charge, single charge, it gives to 80 to 100 kilometers. In that average, you need to spend every day 10 rupees only to travel your distance, like your requirement, 50 kilometers. That means every day 10 rupees. It costs you in 30 days, it costs you only 300 rupees. When you compare same with other fuel-based vehicles, when you do comparison, it is like for 50 kilometers, it consumes, based on your vehicle, it consumes like more than 1 liter. It is like petrol. It is like 100 rupees. So every day you are spending 100 rupees on your commuting, and it costs you 3,000 rupees. Whereas here, it costs you only 300 rupees. So almost 90% fuel cost is reduced here.
Right.
This benefit to you. Yeah.
Right. And then the battery charging, let's say, what could be the ancillary changes maybe in a period of 1 year? Any other hidden costs?
No hidden cost, actually. Battery lifespan now almost it is coming like 1,500 to 3,000 cycles. 1,500 cycles per day per charge, you can take like one cycle.
Sure.
Here, most of the batteries, so they give lifespan of 4 to 5 years. And when you... 4 to 5 years lifespan, you spend like 15 to 20,000 rupees based on the model you choose, battery model. So it is hardly like 4,000, 5,000 rupees per year depreciation of battery in this one. So in 4 or 5 years, you will like spend 20,000 rupees on this one, on this battery. So every year cost of battery is 5,000 rupees. And if you like again divide it into monthly wise, it is like almost 300 rupees or 400 rupees battery depreciation cost. So your traveling cost is 300 rupees, I mean power cost, and battery depreciation is like another 300 rupees, it is 600 rupees, and there is no maintenance. You don't need to have any maintenance here. All like complete parts here is like only 19 parts you see here. Most of components you fail is like charger, battery charger, or these kind of things they may fail. But these are like electronics. There is always possibility. But most of the companies are giving 2 years, 3 years warranty. And here, e-wheelers also giving you like extended warranties, which will cover you all costs in any defects. So this makes you more comfortable. If you put like more, hardly you will spend 500 rupees per annum on maintenance side. So will give you like, if you put like 1,000 rupees also, it is like very less. So every month it will be like for maintenance, you will spend 100 rupees. So hardly maintenance and everything, if you take like battery depreciation, charging expenses and all maintenance, everything, it will be below 1,000 rupees only. When you, same thing, when you compare it with fuel-based vehicles, it's huge. Like even you need to go for periodical this thing services, which will not cost you less than 1,000 rupees whenever you visit.
No comparison.
Yeah, it's very expensive, and it's like, and also this makes you very comfortable. Actually, nowadays, even CCDs, malls, everyone is providing free charging outlets, free charging stations. So you can comfortably keep your vehicle there and get it charged. By the time you come out of the shopping, it will be fully charged. So this kind of ecosystem is evolving.
And that's a wrap, guys. This is quite a inspiring podcast, because an idea of owning an e-cycle, I have like 4 cycles actually. This is an addition that I want to add, and I have decided to come here at least twice a week from my home, which is like 18 kilometers, to the office, to see how this works actually. That's more than anything. It actually gives that, that feel of not being burdened on the earth. You know what I mean? Yes. Okay. Last week I tried my bit. I did a trial ride for one of the EV-less bike. It was really good. It is actually kind of, I mean, the top speed is 25 kilometers. Having said that, we need to, I'm like, we drive higher speed vehicles, two-wheeler, four-wheelers. We need to get into terms with, you know, the low speed, but it's fun. It's fun. So, as I'm publishing this podcast, EVLS is actually launching their first experience center early next week. So, I wishing them, the team, all the best. And for those of you who want to check out their website portal, which is a very comprehensive portal, basically you can actually check out evwheelers.in. I will be adding this in the description. And just like any other time, make sure to you share this podcast with your friends and network. I'm sure this one topic everyone might be interested to listen. Please do share with your friends and do follow me for my upcoming podcast. Thank you.